You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Jim. It's Friday. A little overcast, cloudy up there. And we could say there's been a little overcast, cloudy for the stock market, too.
We'll kick off the show with a listener question, or several questions, it seems, here from Michael. Hello, Bob and Jim. As a longtime gold bug, I am even shocked and stunned at the runaway price of gold. Bob, I'm confused. Is it different this time, as gold pundits say? Is it different this time?
Well, it's been a terrific rally in dollar terms. And as we've seen over the past year, there's been announcements that certain central bankers were adding to their reserves. And if you want to be historical about it, the only reserve in banking is gold. I mean, so anyways, it's rising. And also, as you know, we keep track of the real price of gold. And after a great financial bubble, the real price is deflated by the CPI goes up. And it has been, and this is actually early days in what could be a 20-year bull market. So how's that for some long-distance viewing? And then also, another way of keeping track of gold's real price is to divide the price by the CRB commodity index. And in this case, we use the CRB index as a proxy for mining costs. And if and it doesn't matter what the price of gold is doing in dollars. If you're looking at gold divided by mining costs, all you want to have is the mining costs going down relative to the bullion price. And that has been happening. But 4 or 5 weeks ago, it kind of got overdone on the momentum side, and it's sort of consolidating here now. Yeah, so.
Michael,
more to the question?
Yes, Michael goes on to say, can gold and the precious metal miners continue to rally as the equity markets falter? Gold, to my surprise, has been the top performing asset class year to date. It looks like it has even bested Bitcoin. In fact, gold seems to be the best performing asset class over the past 3 to 5 years, with the exception of Bitcoin. Again, Bob, what's going on here?
Hey, it's post-bubble joy for the gold sector. We look at Bitcoin just as an item on a chart. I don't follow it all that closely. And it's happening. As I say, we're early stages in a multi-year bull market for gold. And then also there will be times, Jim, when some junior will make a discovery. And whoa, boy. So this is where we put together our list of small-cap gold stocks. And we did that in December a year ago. And some of them have done quite well. And it's a good business-like approach. Now, decades ago, actually it was 1996, and put together a list then of five junior gold stocks from a guy who was money manager. We all know his name. So the five juniors, one of them was Arequipa, and it went to $30, $1.1 billion market cap on a discovery. So this is what we're looking for, and a very good way of covering it is with our list of junior golds. Yeah, anybody interested, just get in touch with us.
Michael continues, Bob, once the equity markets top, can we expect a sharp pullback in the gold price, maybe 20-25% as in past market crashes, and a pullback in the precious metal miners, typically 50% as in the past? Bob, I'm confused again. Is it different this time? Can gold and the precious metal miners continue to rally as the equity markets stagger and falter?
Yeah, well, we've got two things going on. As we said, gold's real price will continue its long uptrend, and at times the gold mining stocks will get whacked with the big stock market. And the big stock market, it's had a couple of whacks recent. While there was a the one down into the middle, December 18th, and at the time there was a storyline with it that was the worst 10-day wipeout for the S&P since 1974. So, I mean, that was a real hit. And now you've got S&P and NASDAQ. This week they've taken out key lows of whenever. So I would say we were looking for a rolling top in the senior index. We got it, and it could trade around down here for a while, but then we also want to recall that if something's going to go wrong big time, it'll be discovered in the fall. So I think our big rounded top in the stock market has been accomplished, and the direction is, Jim, shall we say, south.
Which, you know, this time of year for Canadians means spring break.
yeah, good stuff.
We'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Some of the headlines that caught your eye. This first one's from the Washington Post. Some Tesla owners feeling buyer's remorse.
Oh, yeah. The electric car, actually it was a battery-powered car, EVs they're called, became quite the fad, and also promoted by government, which is enough to make you wary anyways. And they're very overpriced. And the mania was that they don't put out any bad stuff from an exhaust pipe, so therefore they were pure. And today's internal combustion engine cars and the ones that are internal combustion engine with a modest electric motor thing have been very efficient. So, yeah, the fad was to buy electronic vehicles, and a particular Tesla was the leading one, and looks like it's over.
Bob, I recall in Vancouver when we had to take our cars in for air care to check out the exhaust emissions, my 1984 Porsche 944 blew 0% carbon monoxide. I said, is it like... is this thing blowing pure air out the exhaust pipe? That's back in 1984.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that Porsche 944, I like that car. Yeah.
Wall Street Journal headline, they crashed the economy in 2008. Now they're back and bigger than ever. Who's they?
That's the big banks and big operators in the stock market. Yeah, I had to look that part up and made a little note to self on it, yeah.
What can we do about it to protect ourselves, Bob?
Yeah, the advice is to get prepared for a bear market.
Is this the time where you stop worrying about profits and start worrying about preserving what you have?
Oh, yeah. No. We've had a glorious peak to the stock market, and now it's coming apart.
Headline, from Yahoo, credit spreads are cracking as investor nerves fray over tariffs.
Yeah, that's kind of a sensational headline. Markets are all spooked about tariffs and all, but I think that the cracks in the stock market would have happened without the story about tariffs. So now, one of the things I read a few weeks ago about what Trump's trying to do with these tariffs is that within the United States, he's going to try and shrink the size and cost of government. And going way back, governments were always funded by taxes on things that were brought in, you know? And then in the early 1900s, they started the income tax. And at the time, there were essays published about just how evil this was because it grabbed your money before you effectively really got it. So he's aiming to get rid of income taxes, and that also means getting rid of the Internal Revenue Service. And I think we can look for the something equivalent going on in Canada as well. Once you get some of these trends changing, they happen.
From the New York Times, Trump faces blowback over plans for cyber reserve, using cryptocurrencies, I guess, instead of gold or as part of gold.
Oh, yeah, that's just froth, you know.
Should governments be investing in cryptocurrencies?
No. No, governments shouldn't be investing in anything. They should be just administering the government laws and whatnot. So,
from the Financial Times, how big is the stock market's American bubble?
That's a rhetorical question. It's the biggest bubble in history, and each of them going all the way back to the first one in 1720 with the South Sea Bubble, each was its own huge, glorious phenomenon. And it is interesting that the crowd who created the South Sea Bubble of 1720. There are so many elements, features that are in common. So each of the great bubbles since, including 1929, including recent, have characteristics. And these characteristics are changing. Post-bubble world includes the real price of gold going up, copper's real price going down. It includes affirming senior currency. I've called it a chronically firm senior currency, and that's the dollar. And then also real long interest rates go up, and that's been happening. So we're on track from a glorious bubble to possibly a severe contraction. Maybe we could even call it a depression, another depression.
Headline from Bloomberg, where the stock market goes, the U.S. economy will follow.
Yeah, that's a good one. Through most business cycles, the stock market peaks maybe 10 to 12 months before the economy does. And this is why the S&P 500 is included in the leading indicators. But this is not the case at the end of a bubble. End of the bubble, because everything is part of the financial game. When the bubble rolls over, so does the economy, almost right away.
From Yahoo, big tech pain is mounting as risk-wary traders dump winners. I think that would be NVIDIA getting a big hit.
Yeah, they change. They get mania stocks and then whack. Yep.
From Yahoo, U.S. construction spending unexpectedly declined in January.
It looks like that series was a surprise decline. And the point of putting a headline like that, Jim, is the surprise.
From Yahoo, German bond yields spike most since 2022.
Yeah, a little turmoil in German financial markets.
The last report we got from friend of the show, Mike Swanson, he said the German stock market is booming and China's is now picking up. Will they get hit if the U.S. stock market goes down, or can they continue higher independently?
No. With the world's financial center stock market heading down, that is not good.
And our final headline from the New York Times, concert ticket prices are soaring, busting Generation Z's budgets, or as they say in the States, Z's budgets.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to look up, I can't remember her name here, in concert in Vancouver within the last...
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I was going to look up ticket prices then, but I just ran out of time.
Yeah, well, the problem is that her initial ticket price might seem semi-reasonable, but then they're snapped up by big organizations and resold for grossly inflated prices.
Yeah.
And they're treating it like Miss Swift's concerts will never happen again. And but the problem, why are ticket prices soaring? Well, it's because nobody buys music anymore. They take it for free off the internet. The only way an artist can make any money is to hold a concert where they're assured that they'll get some cash in their pocket. If you have a top hit on Spotify, you get a couple of pennies for a million hits.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad, but of course the concert experience is better usually nowadays with modern equipment than whatever you've got in your little earbuds.
Yeah, well, there we are.
Yeah, because I'm just looking at a ticket I have for the Rolling Stones back in 1981, $16.50, and I was in a fourth row seat. Can you imagine that today?
Yeah, well, maybe about 10 years ago, we went and saw U2, and we were in those nice seats at the side, we did it out of the Vancouver Club, so we had drinks at the club, then limo service to the special door at the stadium, or wherever it was performed, and wonderful seats, so... And that was U2. It was a fabulous performance. I loved it. So, yeah.
Bob, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Well, yeah, Jim. Good to be with you, and it's good to be with our listening audience out there in...
Cyberland.
Are they in the ether?
Cyberland, baby.
Cyberland. Oh, okay, good. I'm glad you were able to identify that. Okay, Jim, we'll look forward to next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy, the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Bob loves to answer those questions. You can find us on X at How Street. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. You can also find us on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.